The painful process of adjusting federal government spending to align it with fiscal realities has begun. Despite that, America continues to run annual federal budget deficits, and the national debt is presently approaching $17.6 trillion. Through sequestration and through other measures, the federal government has slowed the growth of expenditures recently, and that helps explain the underwhelming performance of the U.S. economy. U.S. Treasury budget data indicate that federal outlays declined sharply in June. For example, national defense outlays declined by 14.2% in June and were down nearly 6% for the second quarter. According to Moody's Analytics, June's Treasury budget figures put real federal government spending on track to decline at a 6.3% annualized pace during the second quarter, compared with the previous estimate of a 3.9% decline. On top of the fiscal drag created by the federal government, there is the drag generated by many state and local governments around the country, which, among other things, have been cutting back on school construction and public safety expenditures due to a combination of soft revenue growth and rising pension and health care expenses. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.